on the practice field.
If you say so, you know, you just got to change it up sometimes, you know.
Lately with you or Joe Adams series the last week and Jimmy's the other day, did you lose a bet or y'all just messing around?
Oh, y'all really keeping up with your boy, huh? Yeah. Nah, it's just, I just wanted to change jerseys. Mr. Richardson was out there the other day, so we couldn't get real foolish. So, I had to get back on my jersey. But, it's just something to have fun with. See yourself in a different jersey number. It's kind of like a comedy for practice, you know, just to change the vibe a little bit.
You were on the injury report. I know you participated fully yesterday, but with the right wrist. When did that happen in the game? Was that on that pass to Greg in the second quarter?
No, it was I broke my fall on a screen pass, falling backwards, and I broke my fall, and it hurt it then, but it's nothing too serious.
Kids, like after Monday night, you finally got the offense headed in that right direction and carried over to this week. Do you feel like you got it headed in the right direction, the offense?
Oh, to some degree, but, from looking from the outside in, yeah, we won the game, but, just – the logistics of the game, we have to finish better. We have to, just be thorough. That's the word. A lot of times in the game, we left a lot of opportunities out there on the field. We got the win, which is very big for us as a whole. And, but we still have to be better offensively, with myself, with better footballs and, throwing the ball with more accuracy, being more consistent. And, the challenge is still out there.
Any particular challenges with the slightly shorter, time between games?
Not really. We just got to come out and, hit those key points in the game. Coach Krasinski will give us those later on in the week or tomorrow. And, we just got to make do to every situation that we get in. Obviously we can't let those guys get the momentum because we know Kansas City is ranked high as far as having one of the loudest stadiums in this league. So we just got to go out, go up fast and just keep the momentum on our side.
Do you embrace the challenge of playing on the road? Do you particularly like that challenge?
I would prefer to be playing in the bank. But, being that, this is the NFL and you got to have 8 away games and 8 home games. So, bring the challenge on.
What feedback did you get after the commercial aired of you and the kid? It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that, either text me and, told me about it. And, it was just funny just to see it. And, as you're doing it, you don't really get the final copy. And, nowadays with production, you can't take no pictures. You can't record yourself because they're so scared of it getting leaked out or whatnot. So as far as for me to see it first, I was kind of, laughing and kind of in awe because I was doing it. And as I was doing it, I didn't know how the director was going to, have it to be the last take. So, after I saw it on live TV, it was kind of funny, especially the kids saying, threatening me with my mom's favorite player. So, yeah.
Was that your natural reaction? Like, whoa.
When people really see commercial takes, it's kind of like a football game. They just see, you call one play and they don't think that you ran that play over and over and over and over again in practice. Just like this commercial, I went over and over. That photo shoot took, 3 to 4 hours, just for a 30-second take. So, repetition is the key to success. And, of course, we've had our repeats, this year, but we just got to keep getting up and keep battling, and try to strive for greatness.
Did you even meet the kid? Like, were you guys in the same?
I did. I saw him.
But I didn't think he was how he was portrayed on that video because he was kind of a lighthearted guy that was, very articulate for his age, and for, you know, when I met him, I was like, hey, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, you know, pronouncing all his words right. But when he got on the body, you know, warming his arm up, and I'm like talking junk, you know, I'm like, whoa, I didn't see that side of it. But, you know, next time I see him, you know, best believe I'm looking for you. Yeah.
And last week, Chubb was talking about, asked him about the hits that you took and how many times you were knocked down in the Tampa Bay game. And he said that some of those hits may have been a little unnecessary, that he wanted you to get down a little more. It seems like you got down a little more Monday night against Philadelphia. Is that, you know, do you think about that? Was that something that you were cognizant of and trying to do?
Not really. You know, Chubb always gives me a constant memo to get down and protect myself. And, you know, going into each and every game, I know it's going to be design runs for myself. It's going to be reads. And, you know, I may have the possibility of running it or when I do scramble. You know, I just think it comes down to, you know, the know-how or the wherewithal of the play. You know, if it's third and one, obviously I have to do whatever it takes. But if it's first and 10, second and 10 with another opportunity for us to get first down or a touchdown, then, you know, I have to do whatever I have to do. But, you know, not only Coach Krasinski, but, you know, Coach Shula and everybody else, you know, reminds me. And it's always in the back of my mind to protect myself.
Is there any difference if Jonathan can't go on Sunday? Is there any difference in the backfield with D'Angelo? And are you? I'm sure that you're
absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is not the first time this has happened. You know, I'm aware of the success that we have been limited without him. But I think that the challenge is going to be, you know, occupied, you know, with, you know, a very good running back in Mike Tolbert, very good running back in D'Angelo Williams. And, you know, hopefully we get Jonathan back. If not, you know, we can't mourn on it. We still got to go up to Kansas City and get a win.
What are you looking for these next 5 weeks? You got it going last week, Monday night, but what do you
got? Continue to get better. Focusing on, you know, sharpening the blades of this offense and myself and, you know, holding myself accountable. Whatever it is for me to do, run, pass, carry out fake, block, catch, I'm all for it. And I'm just trying to get a win for this football team.
What would a two-game win streak do for this team to get that first winning streak of the season?
I think, you know, it's the old saying that said, well, already, you know, it's understood, shouldn't even have to be said. You know, so I think if we get this win, everybody knows what it would do for our morale and, you know, just keep it going.
Going back to you protecting yourself and running, when was the last time you had a concussion? I don't know if you had one in your professional career.
I really haven't had a concussion yet, so as I knock on wood on this podium. So.
No. The most important thing, what do you got to do to win a coin flip?
Huh?
What do you got to do to win a coin flip this year?
What you mean?
I won a coin toss this season.
Really?
You're 0 for 12.
No.
Yes. Bizarre.
You serious?
You've got the ball a few times, but it's because people have deferred.
Well, we're going to win this coin toss. Yeah. I'm going to get back to you on Monday or Tuesday. Huh?
Have a new captain out there, maybe?
New captain? Oh, no, you ain't about to give me a coin.
Appreciate it, Cam.